Simon Reish Shloisha Sheochlu Ke'echot. Three people ate together. Echot Mavsik Al Kochu Lishnaim Voina Imon Birus Azimon. If you look at the Mavsik Mezamnu Lov. Tremendous Chiddush. If three people eating together, two want to be Mezamnu. So at the Alocha, the one who's eating should take a break and answer them. If he does not want to answer them, they can still be mezamen, even if he does not answer them, they just carry on with the zimun and the yitzah. He loses out. Told you, oimid sham. We learned before, if he left the room, he cannot be mitzvah. If he's in the room, even if he does not want to answer, he's mitzvah as long as the majority of them, in other words, two out of the three, are saying the zimun. Avoshnaim, ein chayev al-hafsik le'echot. Three people are eating together, and one wants to stop. The other two do not have to take a break to listen to his zimur. You cannot make a zimur unless the two of them decide to take a break. And at least here is bracha. The idea that they bring here on the bottom is lahavsik leechad ulevorach. Let him be mafsik for him, and he'll be mevorach. V'im lo yotzu lahavsik. If they say we're continuing our suzan, he starts saying the zimun, it has no value. There's more than that. Since they start together, they all have a chiyuv to mizam together. If one wants to leave early, another two don't want to take a break for him, he's not allowed to walk out or bench by himself because he has a chiyuv zimun. Since he was already inscribed in the Zimun, he cannot leave without a Zimun. Mishra Berurah brings opinions that if he has a hefsid or some extenuating circumstances, then he has a heter to go out early. But there's another eitzah. If they mask him, then he benches and they answer him, and then afterwards they continue the Suda. That's also a possibility to make a Zimun when one wants to leave early.